Blog Talk Radio.
Into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is Standing Firm on the Promises of God. I want to thank everybody for tuning back in and staying with me for all of these last 8 years. We are in our 8th season of Talk to Me Radio, and it has just been a true blessing, not just for other people that I've been promoting, but for myself. I have learned so much. I have really enjoyed this experience. We have reached over 10,000 people. I've interviewed over 275 people by the grace of God. And even through the midst of the trials, the tribulations, and the pain and the suffering on 2018, God enabled me to still continue to reach out to you. So please go get some popcorn, go get a snack, get a popsicle, go get something. Share this link with your friends and with your family. We are discussing dancing to the beat of your own drum. And I think it's about time that we dance to the beat of our own drum in 2019. Nothing is promised, you know, except for the word of God. That is the only thing in his love that he has for us, if you will receive it. Because I think right now is such a critical and pertinent time, Father, that we just reach out to you and we thank you for all that you've done for us. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Because if you are listening to this show, you are alive and you have a chance, you have an opportunity to continue on and to dance to the beat of your own drum in this year and not let people dictate who you are, what you're going to do, and who you're going to be. Only God has the answer to that. So I hope that I will encourage you and that my two guests that are calling in on tonight will be able to shed some enlightenment and what they are doing to dance to their own beat and to their own drum in life, because we have to just love what God has given us, and he has blessed us all with something if we're able to tap into that. And so don't let nobody steal your joy. One thing I know that nobody can take away what God has put inside of you. Nobody. They may try to come up against you. They may try to pull you down. Believe me, I had a lot of haters, a lot of evil-ass people on last year that I had to encounter in my life. But I thank God that he got me through it. I thank God for the people that he did touch. I thank God for those people that he did place in my life as rams in the bush to pray for me, to hold me up, because I'm not standing here alone. I'm standing here on the shoulders of a lot of women that have stood in the gap for me, and even a few men that have prayed me through and that have come through and that have been there for me. So I thank God for that. And I don't care if it's family. I don't care who it is, if it's negativity, if it's ignorance, if it's ghetto, if it's stupid, if it's dumb. Get away from them Negroes. It is time for you to dance to the beat of your own drum on this year, especially all that has been going on with the Trump situation. And God knows, I hope he is impeached very soon with this government shutdown. We have to find a place where we can just give God honor and glory and praise and thank him that he will continue to provide for us and put our trust and put our hope in him. And so, you know, I cannot start this show off without giving you some scriptures as a base for, you know, being gifted and talented and having something in you that God placed in you that you can share and that you can actually give to yourself, that you can appreciate for yourself, rather. And so I'm going to read some of these scriptures on artistic ability and being skilled. Colossians 3:23. The 24 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. And if you're not, I hope that you will come to that place where you will serve him. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect. Some people are like, I can't do this because I can't come to Jesus until I get right. Well, if I waited till I got right to come to Jesus and to come back to him and to establish a relationship with him, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I would be dead, probably somewhere laid out on West Main Street 17 years ago. So you can't get right. You can't get right by anything from yourself. It says that we are justified through Christ. It is by his blood that we are saved, and that salvation is a gift that he gives to us. Of course, you got to work at it, but nobody is perfect. So don't let nobody put you down. 1 Timothy 4:14-15 says, do not neglect the gift that you have, which was given to you by prophecy when the council of elders laid hands on you. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that you may see your progress. The next scripture we're going to talk about is in Exodus 35-35. He has filled them with skill to do all things, all kinds of works, as engravers, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and in fine linen, and weavers, all of them skilled workers and designers. So we got to work at whatever these skills are, because jobs are not promised. You can see that they've taken away so much already from the people. And you know, in some of us, we've learned, we've grown to have that kind of strength in us to know how to be able to survive and to be resilient. But we're going to have to use our skills in this season, in this time, to move forward and, you know, to have some kind of solace and some joy within ourselves, because nothing is promised. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. He is the creator. He is the author, the finisher, the omega, and he is everything in between. So we know that God is a creating God. There's skills and abilities that he gives to each one of us. And so we can't be mad at the next man because they're using their skills. They're using their talents. They're using their abilities. You focus on yourself. You don't have time to be in nobody else's backyard on this year looking at what somebody else ain't doing, should be doing, could be doing, because there's a whole lot of things that we ourselves personally could be doing in our own lives. And so I'm just encouraging you, and as I encourage you, I am definitely encouraging myself. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." And so you see in this particular scripture, he says created three times. So we know that God is a creative God, an artistic God. He made everything under the sun. There's nothing new to him. He knows what we're going through. If we are his children, we have to learn to trust in him. And believe me, oh, Lord, I have been learning to trust him more and more and more. Because, see, trials and tribulations bring perseverance, and that brings patience. And that work is something within you and builds up character and it builds up integrity. Integrity is what you do when nobody is looking. You know what I'm saying? You know, like a kid, when the parents are not home, they're going to run in the kitchen and get some cookies and stuff like that. Well, when you begin to mature in God, he sees everything. You ain't hiding from him. He knows our heart. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. He formed, before we were formed in our mother's womb, he knew what we were going to be. And so I'm not saying that there's not going to be tests and there's not going to be trials, but there will be. But God is able to do exceedingly and above all that we can ask or think. Jeremiah 10:12 says, "But God made the earth by his power. He founded the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heavens by his understanding." Now, if anybody comes into your face on this year and can do this, okay, then maybe you should listen to them. But if they can't stretch out their hands, if they can't open up the heavens by their understanding, then they are not God. So we got to be very careful. There's a lot of stuff going on in and out the church, and it's so disheartening. It's very sad because people are hurting out here. And there's been a lot of misuse and abuse of authority, not just in the church, but out the church. So we got to be very careful. Proverbs 18:16 says, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks it out. A man's gift opens doors for him and brings him before great men." And I know that's God's honest truth, because there's some people that I have interviewed on this show that I thought I would never ever be able to meet or talk to in 1,000 years. People that I, you know, as a child looked up to, you know, because I loved this thing. I was always creative and artistic, you know. And so for me to be able to interview Glenn Jones and Melba Moore, J.J. Harrison, Christopher Williams, Curtis Blow, Stacey Ladisaw, Keisha Rainey, all these places because I opened up and I allowed God to do what he was going to do. And I'm learning and I make mistakes and I'm not perfect, but I thank God because that gift opened up the door for me to be able to talk to you. Now, I'm going to go to a quick break because I do have a caller that is waiting very patiently. I'm going to read his bio. So we're a little bit behind, but that's all right. God is good. We're going to keep it moving. Hold the line. I want to play a little bit of Boys to Men, Let It Snow. Okay, I can't play the whole thing, but that's one of my favorite holiday songs. And being that I didn't give a show in December, I just had to play a little bit of that. But I am going to read my first caller's bio. Walter Armstead is a native of New York, born in Far Rockaway, Queens. He's been dancing since the age of 7. Walter discovered his gift at an early age. He also attended a school for performing arts. There he studied jazz, ballet, tap, and modern dance. Hip-hop is his strongest style of dance due to the unique way of putting movements together. He's worked with people like Mariah Carey, 702, Bianca of Love and Hip-Hop. He can be seen dancing in the video of Bianca Bonnie, a.k.a. Young B, of Love and Hip-Hop, New York's live performance. That can be seen on YouTube. Also, he's seen in That's My Baby, Chicken Noodle Soup. I know a lot of you know that song. I knew that song. I'm getting old, so some of these people I never even heard of. But God is good. Also, Brian Angel of the group Day 26 from Bad Boy Records, and Dricky Graham, singer of the song Patty, plus performing in AOJ's The Vibe video. He's also performed at the Apollo Theater. He's producing his first off-Broadway play at the end of March called Seduction. In addition, he's opening his own dance company called Body Language. He can be found on Instagram, and he'll give you that information as well. And also, you can go and see him in some videos on YouTube. So I'm going to play a little bit so I can recap of this chicken noodle soup for about 30 seconds, and then I'm going to plug him in.
Let's go.
Yeah. Y'all already know what this is. We got another one. I got my number 18, the boys of Harlem. I got my girl Young B.
Let's go. Y'all already know what this is.
Okay, there you have it. I am about to plug my first caller in, which is Walter Armstead. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How's it going? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, you know, trying to stay warm in this freezing cold. It's like, what, 5 degrees outside?
Yes, it's really cold out over here, too, in Queens. It's freezing over here.
Wow, wow. So, Walter, you know, tell us a little bit of your story, because you have definitely been dancing, literally, and you have been dancing to the beat of your own drum. You work with a lot of artists in the industry. Tell us a little bit about your background, other than what has already been read.
Well, what you just said, like, I've been dancing for, like, a very, very long time, you know, it's like a gift that I discovered early, you know, the gift of rhythm and to be able to, like, choreograph, you know. It's something that I always loved to do since a little boy, you know.
Yes, yes. And so how did you know that you had that talent?
Well, my mother, you know, the block parties outside, and my mother always used to call me to entertain for her friends. She would call me, hey, this is my son, and this is, like, since the age of 5, she would do this. So I was, like, the entertainment on the block. Everybody would come outside to come see me. And ever since then, I just love to entertain for people since that age.
Okay.
So I just do to my mother. Thanks, my mother.
Yes. And that's because, you know, we always have to encourage the children, because you don't know what you have sitting in your living room, in your house.
Definitely.
That could be, you know, the answer to many of your problems or your situations, and encouraging the children to just push them to another level. And I think that's great that you continued on and found your calling, you know, as far as dancing. What are your plans? What do you see yourself doing, you know, this year? I know you said you're opening up a dance company. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm opening up a dance company. It's called Body Language, meaning, like, I feel like body language is, you could really, like, tell a lot from a person's movements. You know, like, sometimes a person don't even have to say anything. And that's where body language come in, you know? So, you know, body language is expressing yourself without using words, you know? So
yeah.
I'm doing my first off-Broadway play at the end of March, and it's a dance play. It's called Body Language. It's a dance play, and I'm not using no words.
Okay, the one that you're talking about, the seduction one.
Exactly, yep.
Okay.
Called Seduction, and I'll be playing at the Producers Club on 44th Street in Manhattan, March 28th.
Okay. March 28th. Oh, that's my birthday. Hey.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yes, I hope I can get a ticket.
Yo, definitely. Yeah, I'll send you one. I will definitely send you a ticket.
Okay, wonderful. All my information's up there. Don't just say you're going to do something. I had a lot of people come on here saying they're going to do something and don't.
I'm a man of my word. I will definitely send you that ticket.
Okay, wonderful. And so, you know, what inspired you? I mean, who was your idols or people that you
Michael
looked up
Jackson.
To? Okay.
Definitely Michael Jackson. You know, when you see Thriller, like, I'm a Thriller baby, you know? Like, I grew up watching Thriller. So the person that did the choreography for that video, his name is Michael Peterson. And Michael Peterson is, like, he's the reason why I do this, you know? Like, yeah, it was definitely due to him, Michael Jackson, you know, even James Brown, you know, he definitely had a big influence on me.
Yes, absolutely.
Bob Fosse, I don't know if you guys heard of him, he's like a Broadway choreographer, and he's amazing as well.
Okay,
yeah,
all right,
definitely
wonderful.
Do your research on him.
Okay, I will. You know, I had to do research on some of these videos because I'm like, I know I'm old now because I'm like, this don't make no sense. I ain't never heard of none of these people except for Chicken Noodle Soup.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. That, because she got so much music after that. Like, but yeah, so definitely Bianca. I work with Bianca. She's an amazing artist too. You know, shout out to her, Bianca, Brian, Mariah Carey, you know?
Yes.
702.
Yes. Right. And so you said that you focused on hip hop. Why? I mean, I know you said you have a slew of dance skills and different backgrounds, and you have certain movements. But what sticks out for you that you want to stay with the hip hop version?
Okay, so it goes back to your title to your show today, you know, dancing to your own beat and your drum. So I feel like I've done ballet, I've done jazz, I've done African, I've done all these different genres of dance, and I couldn't really be free because it's a form. It's rules and regulations when you're doing that style of dancing. You know, it's certain codes you have to follow by. But with hip hop, I can just be free. You know, I can just be free.
Yes.
I can, you know, I can create, and I can actually bring all those styles that I learned into one form of dance.
Right.
You know, so
right.
That's why I love hip hop. You know, it's for me that I could be like extra free, you know?
Right.
And I could also bring all those styles that I've learned into one genre, which is hip hop, you know, and make it my own.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And I'd love, you know, once I'm able to get on back on my feet and get the funding I need too for my ministry, Diamonds in the Rough, I do an annual talent showcase. Where I promote kids, but I also have entertainment performers coming and people who minister in different areas. And I'd love to have you come down. So I'm just hoping and praying that this year I will be able to proceed with that and we will get the help that we need. So I'm so
definitely,
looking forward
definitely,
to seeing
definitely.
You.
And I will definitely come. Just give me a heads up. You know, I'll be having like a schedule. Won't you give me a heads up? I love supporting other people. I'm all about that, you know?
Absolutely. And so what has been going on recently? Have you been doing any other gigs as far as dancing is concerned? Are you working on anything right now other than the studio and the play?
Well, right now I'm working. My main focus right now is this play. It's my second time doing an off-Broadway play. And that's like it's a lot of work that goes into this. It's not like you're just going up there, just dancing. You know, I'm actually writing a storyline, which is based
okay.
on, you ever seen the movie Twilight?
I may have. I've seen a lot of movies because that's one of my goals is movies, writing a movie.
Well, it's a musical based on the movie Twilight. It's a vampire love story.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm doing that, and I'm also working with the artist. Shout out to Afia. I'm working with the artist by the name of Afia. You know, we've been doing a lot of gigs lately and stuff like that. Her video is out on YouTube now, Afia. The song is called Rejection. That guys can check that out.
Okay. And give me some of the links to your websites where people can go and see what you've actually done.
Well, they can reach me at my Instagram, which is at Macmillion, MacMillion. And you can reach me at danceisfly@yahoo.com, which is my email. And my Facebook is Walter Armstead. So anybody that's looking for a choreographer, looking for a dancer, reach out to me.
Yes, absolutely. And so what do you think was like, have you reached a pivotal point in your life that was significant in bringing you to your next level or has brought you to your next level? Was there any turning points in your life?
Definitely a turning point. That's a good question, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a really good question. Well, you know, me being from Queens, Far Rockaway, you know, like when you grow up and you see like most of your peers, you know, getting incarcerated or just, you know, not making it in life, you know what I'm saying? It definitely pushed me to the, like, it driven me so much, you know, because I never wanted to be I just didn't want to go down that route. You know, dancing just kept me on a straight, narrow route. And me seeing all that I was seeing, I never wanted to go that route. Dancing kept me in my own world. It kept me focused. So, you know, that was definitely my turning point when I started seeing my friends not make it in life. You know what I'm saying? And I just didn't want to go that same route. So, That's what it was for me.
Absolutely. And so what, opening up your school, who are you gearing to the school towards? Is it going to be, you know, young adolescents, children, who are you gearing it towards?
Well, so dancing is just for everybody. It's not even, people tend to put an age limit on dance. Like, it's not even an age limit. I'll be dancing forever, you know?
Okay.
Yes, so it's not. It's for everybody. Dance is for everybody, you know.
For everybody, okay.
Yes, it is. Like if you got ligaments in your body, your bones and everything is working properly. I suggest everybody to dance. It's a form of it's a workout.
I know
workout.
That's right. Yes,
you know,
sure is a workout.
Especially when you walk out when you walk outside and you see people who are like in wheelchairs who can't do what they will want to love to do, you know? So I think people should not take that for granted. Do not take it for granted, you know?
No, because I love to dance, always have. I get it from my mama. I can't help myself. And when I hear a beat, you know, I may be using this cane, but it's like, you know, it's like you want to, sometimes, you know, the body is telling you you can't get up, you know what I'm saying? But dance and doing a little bit of movement helps you out. And I think that is so fun. It's invigorating. I just love it. And I can understand why that's your passion. and something that you want to do. So before I get off with you, just tell everybody, what is it, if you could tell somebody some advice on how to stay focused and dance to the beat of their own drum, what would you say to them?
I would just, my best advice to tell anyone is to be yourself. Do not let your settings make, like, change who you are. You know, because people will tend to do that. You know, will try to make you go their route instead of you going your route. And in life, nobody can only, like, you only you. Nobody else can be you.
Right.
You know, so I suggest people just, I tell people this all the time, just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just be yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, in life. Because people could, they tend to, they could see through the fake stuff, you know?
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so I want
to
thank
pushing.
You so much for calling in. Give your social media, Instagram, one more time so that people can know where to go and, you know, look you up.
Okay. It's at my Instagram is at MacMillion, MacMillion. My Facebook is Walter Armstead. And my email address is danceisfly@yahoo.com.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Walter, for taking out the time and for schooling me on the new age, what's going on, because I'm like, I'm so old school. I love my old school R&B and my gospel and my jazz. So you schooled me on a few things, so I appreciate it. And I will be staying in touch with you, okay?
Definitely. You have a blessed day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. All right. So there you have it. That was Walter Armstead of New York City. He was such a pleasant young man and so respectful, and I just appreciate him coming on. I am going to play a little bit of my first introduction song, which is A Diamond in the Rough by Anthony Hamilton, as I wait for my second caller to call in.
Better babe, looking at you, I can tell you've had hard times in your life. Now it's time for me to make everything right. I wanna shower you with lovely things, help you smile again. I wanna get to know you, make it right, so you can breathe again.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl, and I'm here to make it better.
Yeah.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl, and we gon' shine in love together.
I see the scars from a broken heart. Life's got you down.
Life's got you down.
And the bags under your eyes. Have the smiles inside, it's tearing you apart. Girl, you're looking at change. I'm a man who prays, and I'm strong in faith. God must have had a plan, placed you in my hand. Let me lead the
you're
way.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl.
Diamond in the rough.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl. And we gon' shine in love together.
We gon' shine in love together.
have it. That was a little throwback, Anthony Hamilton's Diamond in the Rough. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Talk to Me Radio, and I am your producer, Cherie Humphrey. I do have my second caller. Before I plug her in, I just wanted to let you know that I published a book in October, and it's called Isn't My Name Little Nigga? It is for preferably for young boys, but little girls are able to enjoy it as well. It is basically a book that is protesting that word nigga that is often so used in the public school system. I know I've been working with the public schools off and on for many, many years, and this word is just used way too much. And I wrote a book about it because a young boy that I was teaching in Bridgeport at one time a couple years ago, when I asked him his name, he told me his name was Little Nigga. And it disturbed me so much that I wrote a poem at that time that I did for a Black History event at Bassett High School. But then something just compelled me to put this into a book form. It is for kids that are around fourth and fifth grade and up. And the book basically is given a background of our African-American history in the book as his grandfather tells him the story and asks him what his name is at the end of the book. And so it is a must-get, you know, Black History February, but if you're Black, you're Black all year round. And so I think it's a great book for children to have in their arsenal. Please come to me directly. Call me, text me, email me. The Amazon account is not working properly, and it's not getting the payments in. So if you want that book, please give me a call. It is not available on Amazon. You must contact me for that book. You can go to my website, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org/books. Now I am going to plug my homegirl in. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Good evening, everyone.
Hi. How you
Good
doing?
Evening.
Tell everybody who you are.
This is Savonda Latrice, the leader of When Destiny Meets Purpose. Good evening. I am in the city of Hartford, Connecticut, and we are live. And I'm just so excited to be back on this show once again. It's such
yes.
a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always good to have you on. And if people who don't know Savonda, she is a just a guru of relationships. She's an author. She's a minister. She's an MC. She produces a TV show on Channel 5 in Hartford. She is a public speaker, a motivational speaker. I know she has motivated me through a lot of hard, very hard times. And I always know that if I call her, I'm guaranteed to chuckle in the midst of what I'm going through and get some great advice or some prayer. And so I'm honored to have you on again. You know, our topic tonight is dancing to the beat of your own drum. And you have certainly been doing that in 2018.
Yes, yes. I have a rhythm in my head. And lately I've been going to work, Cherie. And when I get to work, it's such a negative environment that I got to create music within myself. And so every time I go in the morning time, my coworkers say, "What you dancing to?" I said, "I have music in my head, and I can't let nothing get to me. I can't let nothing stop me." So I just go in, I dance, I say good morning to everyone, and I just they say, "Well, we can count on you. When you come in the morning, we know when you're coming in." And in life, you have to learn to have that music on the inside of
yes.
you, that joy on the inside of you. And, Cherie, everybody was trying to get out of 2018. They were like, "I need to get out of 2018, and I need to do this, I need to do that." And I'm saying, what's the rush to get out of 2018 if you're going to do the same thing in 2019, you know? And I was encouraging people to, you know, live your best life in 2018, too. You trying to rush to get out of the year. And I said, it's only a day over, so you're just crossing over to another day. But why don't you change your mind and change your attitude, change your atmosphere, because you have control of that. And I'm so excited. And, you know, every time you and I talk to each other, we seem to find some encouraging words for each other. And Sheree, you know, certainly out of all the things that you've been through and all the things that I've been through, because we know each other's history, we encourage each other to keep on dancing and dancing to the rhythm and the beat of our drums, because if we begin to dance on other people's rhythm or other people's beat, we probably would be somewhere in the loony bin, in a crazy house with a straight jacket on. And so you have to learn how to do that within yourself. You definitely have to learn it. I was listening to you giving all the accolades, and I'm looking around the room, and my son and I are sitting here spending some time, and I'm looking around the room saying, well, who is she talking about? Because I said, to God be the glory, you know, for, you know, those things, you know, and that someone can see the light in you. And definitely, again, thank you. Thank you for pushing. Thank you for, you know, having the show and, you know, continuing ministry in spite of your situation, because someone is inspired by you. And so I'm not going to say someone, I'm going to say many are inspired by you, because you're reaching the masses. So thank you for continuing to do ministry regardless of what you're going through. You know, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because we have to respect the God in each other. And if you say you are someone's friend, and you recognize their gifts, their talents, you recognize the love of God and the love in them, and, you know, respect what they do, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, I don't want those kind of friends around me that are phony. Get out my face. I've met too many phony people, especially 2018 was one of the worst years of my life. And I know you said don't rush it, but God knows I couldn't wait for it.
I know you were ready, but, you know, and sometimes, Sheree, it's an eye-opener. And if you don't allow people to show you who they are, you would never know. And sometimes God brings those people in our lives at a time where he wants them to show themselves who they are, because they're truly going to show their colors, you know, eventually, because you could only stay fake for so long. And so I don't get discouraged when I find out who people are. I actually get happy, because now I know how to treat you and, you know, what to do with you, because sometimes you just got to be careful of who you connect with. And it's good that you connect with that person in this particular time in your life. Is, you know, in the stage that you are, because what if you were, you know, you had $1 million deal on the table and you got someone undercutting you? You know, it's good when we find out earlier on who people are. It's a little hurtful, you know, because we are flesh and we get our feelings hurt. But guess what? I say cry and wipe them tears. Cry if you must cry. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength.
Yeah, but let them go. And I thank God that you are so on point, because that's what the Lord let me see. And I was cutting people off all year long. I just felt so stripped, and but I felt relieved, because even though it hurt, mm-hmm. I felt relieved, because now I know who you are. So when God begins to open up that door and blesses me, you will not be tagging along. And so I understand what you're saying totally, and it's, that is a word right there. If it ain't no other word, that's a word right there.
Well, not only that, Sheree, it's about being obedient. And sometimes, you know, some people use the acronym since self-inflicted nonsense. Sometimes God show us some things, and because we want to be nice and we want to hold on to people, he has shown us that, like, no, you got to let it go. Once you are obedient and you let go of the situation, let go of the people, let go of whatever it is that God tells you to let go of, I'm a living witness that doors will begin to open. You can hear clear. You can see clear. You can think
right.
clearer. You can move clearer without all of that clutter, without all of that baggage, without all of that attachment, because people will attach themselves to you because of the gifting that is inside of you. And so you are like a magnet that people are attracted to. And so they think that they can handle the anointing. A lot of people can't handle the anointing that you have. So that's why you see a lot of people you have to cut off, and you got to drop them where they are. And I'm not trying to be braggadocious when I say this, or, you know, try to have the swell head. But there's a lot of people that cannot go where you are. They're not made with what you're made from. So they are not strong enough to handle the things that you're handling. So they can't always go with you. So sometimes you got to drop that baggage and keep on moving. So you know,
and that's so true.
That's another word for free for you, Sheree.
Yes. Y'all hope y'all listening, because somebody out there can relate as well.
Yes.
But it is so true. It is so true. Like I said, it's complicated because, you know, he made us in his image and his likeness, and we are
right.
divinely made, and everybody has their own style, their own way, their own uniqueness. And so a lot of
yes.
times we find that in the church world, especially in the African-American church world, and I'm not trying to put down the church, God knows I'm not, because if it wasn't for some of the people who came out of those churches, I wouldn't even be living, you know, because there's
right.
a ram in the bush that came from that. But
right.
and I learned so much, and I grew so much, and I, you know, and all of that. But at the same token, you know, you have a misuse of authority, and a lot of people get hurt in church. And, you know, and this is why people turn away and they don't want to come, because they feel as though they got to conform and be somebody that they're not, instead of accepting somebody for who they are and just giving the word. Let God do the rest. He'll sit there and convict whoever. Everybody is in a different level, a different stage, a different season than you are. And that one word will cut, you know, anybody, you know, and it will seep in and convict in its way, in its own perfect, unique way for everybody in the room. There could be 1,000 people in the room, give one word, and it's going to touch everybody differently.
And you're absolutely right, and I feel that the Holy Spirit is leading us this way, because we was dancing to the beat of our own drums, and this is the dancing to the beat of your show, and we're going to do it the way you do it, and the Holy Spirit leads us to do, because we know we don't write scripts. You know, you call
right.
me up, and I say, I'm on it, and
yep.
I want to piggyback off what you say said a moment ago. That's why it's so important, when we lead people to Christ, that we encourage that they have a relationship with God and not with people. Because if you
yes.
have a relationship with people, you will never enter anybody's church ever again in your life. I can
yep.
promise you that. And if you
absolutely.
Don't have, let them allow people to develop a love for God, because we have people that's coming from all walks of life. We got people that are drug addicts. We got people that are prostitutes. We got people that are pimps. We got people that are adulterers. We got idolaters. We have homosexuality. We have a lot of people that are coming in the church, and you have to be who you are so God can meet you where you at. But we are not the Holy Ghost inspectors. We are not supposed to be Holy Ghost inspectors. We are supposed to allow, like you said, allow Christ and the word to take root in a person's heart. There is no white collar sin, no blue collar sin. There is sin is sin, and each and every one of us sin. Each and every day, some of us don't sin on purpose, but that's why we pray and ask for forgiveness. So we don't look down on each other. If you're going to look down on somebody, that means you look down on them, give them your hand, and help them out. That's the only time you
right.
can look down on somebody, is if you're helping them out. And the funny thing is, and I don't know who would tune into this message tonight, but I tend to think that we become too judgmental. And the people who are doing the most judging are the people that's doing the most sinning. If you would just go into their closet, there's so many things that they would say the skeleton will fall out, probably will shock us all to death. But we have to be careful. And again, dancing to the rhythm of our beat and our own music and our drums and doing all of that, we have to do what God has called us to do. We cannot worry about if this person understands it, if that person understands it. That's not our job. Another thing that we don't need to worry about is what people have to say about us, because what they got to say is not important. What we think of ourselves, what God thinks of us, at the end of the day, and I know it's easier said than done, because again, we as black people, we will cut you in a minute for getting on our nerves and hurting our feelings. I'm one of them. So you catch me on a good day, even as a minister, you might get your ass cursed out. And I said the word ass on purpose. And the reason why I said the word ass on purpose is because I'm trying to break the barriers of the super deep and the super holy people to let them know that every once in a while, if you test my Holy Ghost, I might just turn out on you. And so not to say now, I just said that word. I said it on purpose to let you know that even because I cussed you out, I can always go to my Father and ask my Father for forgiveness, and I will come to you and ask you for forgiveness for cussing you out, for getting on my last nerves. But we cannot, I repeat, Cherie, and I know you know it all too well, we cannot hold people to sin. We can't chain them down. We can't bound them to sin because we feel like we are the judge and the jury. We got to cut that out, sister. We got to cut it out. But I'm going to give you back your show because you're going to get me started. I'll preach in a minute now.
No, I want you to. Go right ahead. One thing I know, I trust, because I know when I come up to Hartford, something, and you have said, girl, take over the show. And I'll be like, what?
Yeah, there's been many times Radio Lane that Cherie has came to the show and didn't understand that she was going to be the host of the show that night, and I was going to just be the engineer and said, Cherie, you are the host tonight. You do what the Lord tells you to do. And it's so good when you can trust someone in that manner, that trust them with what God has entrusted you with. You can't do that to everybody, you know.
No, you can't.
And I know you know I was kind of crazy. You know, if you was to mess up, I would have just give you a black screen to turn down your mic, so you knew to do right anyway. But you know, and it's so good, Cherie, to laugh. It's so good. It's so good to be happy. I mean, if I can just put a little happiness in everybody, if I had a pill to make them happy, I'm not talking about them depression pills. I'm talking about the happy pill that give you all the joy that you need. If I could just tell people that you have to just let go of the foolishness, if it hasn't happened by now, you know, you calling me the relationship guru, right? If it hasn't happened by now, I just want to tell that woman, that man, just go ahead and move on. You know, if you've not seen any difference in your life, in your relationship, I'm talking about relationship with family, relationship with friends, relationship with significant others, relationship with your partners, because, you know, we have many people that are dating, and I try to keep it real with everybody. You know, everybody is not in a heterosexual relationship. So for those who are not in a heterosexual relationship, I mean, there's so much abuse going on in all types of relationships. So everything always boils back down to relationship. Don't be miserable with somebody. Miserable people love company, but you don't have to keep company with misery. You don't have
and
to.
And it's the truth.
It's a choice.
And I just was saying to my neighbor, I said, I can't understand for the life of me how someone could be jealous of someone who is homeless. Because, you know, in the past 3 years, I've lived in about 15 different places. And, you know, I should be sitting in South One, or I should be locked up in Niantic for stabbing somebody to death, but mm-hmm. by the Holy Ghost that has held me back, and by the love of God that I have in my heart for not just for someone else, but for myself, to allow, mm-hmm. you know, ignorance and disappointment and to allow someone's misery to infect my body, because you can't be happy, but I can sit here and make you laugh in this situation. In this
right.
situation that I'm not happy with, in this situation that I'm going through from place to place to place. So you know that it is definitely a God. And for anybody that doesn't think that there's a God, like you said, you got to have a personal relationship, because people will run you away, whether they mm-hmm. whether they're your relatives, because everybody that's relative ain't family. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you got some friends, like they said in the Bible, that stick closer than a brother. You know,
mm-hmm.
so you got to have certain people around you that are positive, that encourage you, that push you to be better than who you are today. You know, and that's what I love about you, because you never have once since I've known you switch up. I know how
mm-hmm.
you're going to be when I come up to Hartford to see you. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to be like, wake up in the morning, try to have my coffee, go outside, and you're going to be gone. Because I know how
right.
you are. You're
right.
going to go.
And you know what? And a lot of people can't deal with that. And that's why I say a lot of people can't deal with you where you at. And so when I find those people, I cling to those people. Shereen, you and I probably haven't spoken in like probably 3 months, and before that, probably a year, and before that, probably another year. But it's like understanding where people are. You see me on Facebook, I see you on Facebook. We ain't killed nobody, we ain't in jail. So, you know, we know
right.
we all right and we're breathing. And a lot of people can't handle that. I want to go back to something that you said about people being jealous of someone who is homeless. Shereen, I used to have a problem. And I didn't understand why family members and some friends were jealous of. I'm like, I don't have anything. What are they jealous of? And the Holy Spirit just said to me this now, they're jealous of the anointing. Because with the anointing, that is priceless. You can't buy that with money. We could be hungry and nobody would know it. Why? Because of the anointing that is shining through us. I don't know what homeless look like, because I never seen you. When I see you, I didn't see you skip a beat in your dresses. I don't see you down continents. And so a lot of people can't understand you being homeless. Shereen, I watch you on Facebook go out some days just to make yourself laugh. You didn't have a status of a homeless person, because what people categorize homeless people as is people that is downtrodden, people that are dirty, people that are stinking, people that are riding around, you know, pushing a bucket, whatever. But homeless don't have a look. There is no
right.
look to homelessness. You can look like, Shereen, if I was to look at you, and this is why we don't not supposed to judge people by what they look like, if I was to look at you, I would have never known. I had a friend of mine said to me, because I tell people, some people my situation that can handle it. She said, Savannah, if I was to look at you, I would never be able to tell that you're going through what you're going through. And that's what people want. That's what people hunger at. They hunger after that anointing that you have to keep on ticking even after you took in a whole lot of licking, and you're able to keep going like that Energizer bunny, like they said on the commercial, you just keep going and going and going, because nothing is stopping your shine, not sickness, not homelessness, not distress, not anger, not hatred, not people biting you, turning their back on you. Nothing is turning you away from the love of God or your love for God. So they want that. They want that durability, that stability that you have in the spirit, because we don't have to have materialistic things to make us happy. We go with what we can go with. And if people will learn to say, you know what? I want the Holy Spirit. You can ask for it, and he'll give it to you just like that, sister.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? That's it in a nutshell. And you have shared so much and enlightened me, and I know anybody that may be listening right now. And we got to end the show because it's 7:30, but I just want to thank you. That is just well said, and I truly, truly appreciate it. You keep on dancing to the beat of your own drum, and don't let nobody stop you, whether they're church folks or not. I know you won't.
Exactly.
Because I said, somebody messing with my girl, don't let me go off because I'm liable to say any daggone thing. So I'm like, okay.
No, all is well, Susie, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, God bless you, sis, and I'll be talking to you soon. Have a good night.
God bless. Good night.
Bye-bye. There you have it. That was Minister Savonda Gaskew, producer on a TV show up in Channel 5 in Hartford, also author. Look her up. She's on Facebook. She has books out as well. She does events and a whole slew of other things, and she's just a blessing and a really good person to know. So reach out to her, reach out to Walter if you would want to book someone or contract a choreographer. He is in New York City. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Talk to Me Radio. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and until next month, we have a very special guest that is going to be coming on. We are already booked for that particular broadcast. So tune in on next month. Thank you so much. God bless.
Oh, yeah.